ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ीक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूणां भवेच्छोऽयं आत्मबोधो विधीयते. इन् अवर् लास्ट् क्लास् वी हेव् सीन् वर्स् नम्बर् 6. संसारः स्वप्नतुल्यो हि रागद्वेषादि संकुलः स्वकाले सत्यवद्भाति प्रबोधे सत् असद् भवेत्. संसार, हाउ इज द संसार? लाइक ड्रीम, स्वप्न. इज कंपेयर टू ड्रीम, दिस वेकिंग वर्ल्ड ऑल्सो इज ड्रीम. And raag dvesh adi sankula, we have seen likes and dislikes, raag dvesh in the waking world, and the same thing is in the dream world also. That comparison we have seen. Swakale satyavadbhati, swakale, when we were in the dream, which dream? This waking dream is dream number one, and in this dream number one, when we see dream number two, then the dream number two is real. When we come to know that this dream number two is not real, when we come out from dream number two to dream number one. Swakale satyavat bhati. So this dream, dream number one, waking world, this also appears as to be real. Satyavat bhati. Prabodhe satya asadbhave. And the prabodh, when you come out from dream number two to dream number one, then you say that dream number two is asat. It's not there at all. Mark the word asat there. It's not mithya. Asat means it is not at all there. Pehle nahi tha, baad mein nahi hai. So anything which is not before, which is not after, it is not there in the middle also. Asat, it is not there. Same case is with this. Dream number one, which is in the waking period. Now one question. What is the substratum of this dream, of waking world, dream number one? What is the substratum? Don't ask questions. Go on saying whatever you want to say. We understand everything. Don't ask questions. But this is a vital point here. We have to know this thing. What is the substratum? We are trying to come to the substratum. So what is the substratum of this? It's waking mind. Waking mind is the substratum of all your thoughts. Projections are coming. Waking mind is the substratum. Then he gives an example in the next verse. What is the example given? Tavat satyam jagat bhati suktika rajatam yatha yavam na gyayate brahma sarva adhisthan advayam. How long this will appear like real. It will appear like real so long you don't come to know the substratum Brahman. When you come to know about the rope, there is no more snake. Khatam. Gone. Snake is gone. Fear is gone. Similarly, this world is giving us sorrow. So this will also disappear when we come to know the substratum of this world, which is Brahman, which is Satchidanand, which is not Satchidukha. That Satchidanand will give me only joy and joy alone, nothing else. An example, Suktika Rajatam Yatha, like Suktika. Suktika means self. What is superimposed on Suktika, on the cell? Silver. What is the substratum of that silver? Simple. Suktika. What is the substratum of that silver? Which is appearing on that mother of pearl. Suktika means mother of pearl. It appears like there is a silver. Why it is appearing silver? Because of the light, reflection. I think it is silver. And then I pick up, not seeing, nobody seeing, I pick it up. Then I go forward and see and again take out from the pocket and see, oh, silver is gone. That silver we can't trade. We can't encash, we can't sell that silver. So it is a superimposition, as a rajat is a superimposition on the mother of pearl. Similarly, this whole world is superimposed on Sarva Adhisthana Advayam. What is that Sarva Adhisthana Advayam? Advayam is non-dual. What is that? Brahman. What Brahman has also been written there. So Brahman is Advayam. And he is Sarva Adhisthana, is the substratum of everything. Why Advayam? What is wrong if there is two Brahman? Huh? What will happen?
Negate the first one.
How you will say there cannot be two Brahman? Kya galti hai? They become finite. One is infinite. When they become two, that means they have become finite. And anything which is finite becomes inert. Anything which is conditioned or limited in space, time and object, that becomes inert. Brahman is not conditioned or restricted by space, time and object. The moment you say two Brahman means it's limited. Okay, now tell us, is this Brahman the cause of the world? See how slowly it is progressing. If you say this Brahman is the substratum, is he the cause of the whole world? Verse 8.
Upadane kila dhare.
Upadane kila dhare.
Jaganti parameshware.
Jaganti parameshware.
Sargasthiti layan yanti.
Sargasthiti layan yanti.
Budbudani vavarini.
Budbudani vavarini.
Upadane kila dhare. Jaganti parameshware. Sargasthiti layan yanti. Budbudani vavarini.
Earlier it was said it is an appearance only. Now what is the cause of this appearance? It is said Jaganti. Jaganti is plural. Plural means all the worlds. Ananta Koti Brahmand. All 14 lokas. Jaganti, all world. What has happened to this? He said Akhila Adhare. He is the Adhar of all Jagat. And all Jagat are made by Maya. And Maya is Brahma Ashraya. So all world are created by Maya, and Maya is dependent on Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is Akhil Aadhar, is the substratum of all worlds, Akhil Aadhari. Then it says Upadani, Upadan. Upadani is the material cause. He is the material cause for all creations, all world, all 14 laka, whatever is appearing on the Brahman, he is the material cause. Very good. Who is that? We call him Parameswar. Parameswar, Parameswar. Why we call him Parameswar? Because in last verse it was said Brahman. For creation, we need Ishwar. There is a difference between Brahman and Ishwar. Brahman is Nirgun Nirakar when he is without Maya. Parameswar with Maya, he has got the creation power now. So he is the controller, he is the Niyamak, he is the governor, he is the ruler of this world. Therefore, Parameswar. Yanti, he goes through, he is everywhere. Yanti. Where Sarga Sthiti lay. In that Parameswar, all these worlds, Sarga, creation, whatever that creation is there, or so long it is appearing, or when it is dissolved, all are appearing in that Parameswar. Parameswari. How? Buddh Buddhani Varini. Varini means what? Water, in waters, like you have seen the water. Buddha, you know what is this Buddha? Bubble. This time in the summer camp, we saw children doing bubble. There was a ring, there was a handle, they were dipping in solution, and then, and there will be bubble. So what is bubble? It is some solution filled with air, and it stays for some time, it dances, and then, you know. Same thing is happening on the waters also. When Shankaracharya was there, there was no this soap thing and this thing. You can't soap bubble. Now you can soap the bubble. At that time, he saw on the waters, bubbles. What is that bubble? It's not nothing other than water filled with air. And it is on that water for some time. Then it dances, stays for some time, and dissolves and becomes water. So bubble is nothing but water itself. Buddhani, like Buddh. Parameswari Upadane Akhiladhare Jaganti. And it is said the Parameswar is there. Parameswar is there. Who is this Parameswar? This Parameswar has got the power. He is a sentient being. That you have to remember. He is not inert. So one is the Upadan Karan. Is the material cause. Material is inert. And another thing is efficient cause. So in that Brahman, we find all 14 lokas, Ananta Koti Brahmand, in that Parameswar. For any creation, we need three things. What are those? Material cause? Efficient cause? Instrumental cause. Three things are, any creation, like a potter making pot, what we need upadan, karan, material cause, the clay. Then we need a sentient being who knows how to make pot. Clay itself can never become pot. Potter is needed. Who is potter? Potter is sentient being. And he needs one instrument, that wheel. On that wheel he will put it and rotate the wheel, and then he forms the pot. Three things are required. So for this world, it is already said, he is the upadan karan. Material cause is Parameswar. Then who is efficient cause? Parameswar. Because Parameswar is sentient being. For creation, you need sentient being. He is the sentient. And where is the instrumental cause? It's not very important. In Upadan, Karan itself is the instrumental cause. instrument is also there. So all three things are there. So Parameshwar is Upadan Karan, Parameshwar is Nimitta Karan, and Parameshwar is Karan Karan, instrumental cause, Karan. We call it Karan in Hindi, instruments are Karan. So therefore, he is called Abhinna Nimitta Upadan Karan. This is the technical word we always use. That Lord is Abhinna, not different from each other, Abhinna. Nimitta is the efficient cause, Upadan is the material cause. So Abhinna Nimitta Upadan Karan. Good. Like, give us an example. In the scripture you will find the example, Yato Urnabi Srijate Grinnate, Yato Urnabi, like the spider. Spider, we see. Spider with its own lava, he creates his own world, sustains it. So therefore, he is the material cause and efficient cause. Dono ho gaya na? He knows how to web, make the web. But he cannot change the design. It's the same design coming. Like the spider. Another example here given, Budbudani Babarini, like the bubbles created by the water, stays in the water, dissolves in the water. Bubbles are nothing but water alone. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord has said at many places, the one of the things he has said is, Aham Krishna se jagata prabhava pralas tatha. The whole, Krishna means the whole jagat, prabhava, I am the creator. And they stay in me, and it dissolves in me. And many other quotations are there in Bhagavad Gita also. Okay, when you are telling so much about that, Brahman, with the Maya Sakti he become Parameshwar, you tell me something about Brahman. What is the nature of that Brahman? Next verse.
Satchidatmanyanusyute, Satchidatmanyanusyute, Nitte Vishno Prakalpitaha, Nitte Vishno Prakalpitaha, Vyaktayo Vividha Sarva, Vyaktayo Vividha Sarva, Hatake Kataka Divata, Hatake Kataka Divata, Satchidatmanyanusyute, Nitte Vishnyo Prakalpita, Vyaktayo Vividha Sarva, Hatake Kataka Divata.
So the same idea is now again expressed with a different example in verse number 9. What is that? Satchit Atman Ansuyate Nitte Vishnu Prakalpita. That Atmani is Satanchit. We are not talking about the Ananda part now. Ananda is there. But for the time being, we are talking only about the two parts. Satchit. Sat Chit is the characteristic of that Atman. His nature is Sat and Chit. And Bhaskara has given three adjectives to this Sat Chit Atmani. Anusuyate Nitte Vishnu. These are the three adjectives he has used for that Atmani. What is this Anusuyate? Anusuyate means enter into everything. He has gone in each and everything of the world. Even in the smallest atom also, he is there. That means he is not conditioned by one object. Not conditioned by one object. You cannot say he is in this chair and he is not in this table. You cannot say. Anusuyate, he has gone everywhere. That means he is not vastu paricheda, not limited in a vastu. He is vastu paricheda rahita. Cannot be limited by any object. He is gone in each and every object of the world. Therefore, ansuyate, gone, everywhere gone. Next is nitya, that Satchidatmani is nitya, eternal, not limited by time. Kala paricheda rahita, kala tita. So in the earlier one, Anusuyate says that he is not conditioned by any one object. He is gone in each and every object of the world. The small one or the big one. Not limited in any object. Nitya word say that he is not limited by time. And the third one is Vishnu. Vishnu is sarvavyapi. The definition of Vishnu is vyapakatvat Vishnu. Vyapak. That means all pervading. All pervading means sarvagata. Sarvavyapi, sarvagata, and kalatita. He is sarvavyapi. That means desh paricched rahita. He is not conditioned in one space. He is gone everywhere. So what is the definition of Brahman will become now? Desh kala vastu aparichinna or paricched rahita. See, the Shankaracharya has used the word and you have to derive the meaning from there. Then you get the complete definition of Brahman. That Brahman is desh kala vastu paricched rahita or aparichinna. It's not limited by any space, time and object. Then vyaktayo vividaha sarva. Vyaktayo, and he manifests. Vividha in different forms. Vividha. Sarva. There is no exception. There is no exception. He has become all these things. We tell to our children, Bhagwan sab jagah hai. Jagat isadi yukta sevanam ashtamurti vrit deva pujanam. That should be our vision. The whole world is nothing but Lord in different forms. Kata. Vyaktayo vividha sarva. Whatever you are seeing manifested here, it is nothing but Lord in different forms. And in Drikadrishya Vivek we have seen. What we have seen? In each and every object, asti bhati priya. Remember, all granth are saying one and the same thing, but in different language. That's all. Asti bhati priya namru. Asti bhati priya is the Satchidananda. Nam Roop is the creation of Maya. It is a superimposition. This Nam Roop is superimposition. Nam Roop changes. It stays, it manifests, stays for some time and dissolves. Nam Roop, not Satchidananda. Satchidananda will remain as it is. There is no modification in that. Only Nam Roop, Nam Roop, Nam Roop are only superimposed on that. Remove the superimposition, what is left? See that. So simple. We all are Satchidananda, then a Roop and Naam. Falsify Naam Roop, Satchidananda. Falsify Naam Roop of chair, you reach Satchidananda. Falsify the Naam Roop of table, Satchidananda. Falsify the Naam Roop of this shrine, you become Satchidananda. To realize he is only Satchidananda everywhere. And the ignorance is Namru. Vyakto Vividha. And what is this Vividha? It is said, Devata, Manusya, तीर्यक वृक्ष वाट एवर यू सी वाट एवर यू परसीव बाई फाइव ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन एवरीथिंग इट इज ही इन डिफरेंट फॉर्म दैट्स ऑल. एन एग्जाम्पल हार्ट के कटकाधिपत हार्ट के मीन्स गोल्ड इन गोल्ड कटक कटक मीन्स बैंगल कटक कुंडल यू हैव हर्ड दिस वर्ड कटक कुंडल वेयर तत्वबोध इट हैज कम कटक कुंडल. वॉट इज कटक कुंडल इट इज गोल्ड ओनली अ डिफरेंट शेप इज गिवन एंड वी कॉल इट कटक दिस इज बैंगल विद द सेम गोल्ड यू मेक अ रिंग यू कॉल इट रिंग With the same gold you make a nose pin, you say it nose pin. With the same gold you make earring, necklace, whatever you want to make. We give different form and we give a name for transaction purpose. But actually it is goldsmith sees only gold. And ignorance is kataka kundal. This is earring, this looks beautiful. Very good. So the name and forms are all for vyavahar, only for vyavahar. They are relatively true, they are not absolutely true there. Naam Roop will not remain for the whole time. One day it will dissolve Naam Roop, but the gold will remain. Similarly, all the Naam Roop of the world, they are relatively true because we are transacting with them. But the absolute truth is the substratum, the Brahman. So in the same way, in Satchidananda also, the all worlds are projected, all Naam Roops have happened on that Satchidananda. Atman is Satchit Anusyuyate. All pervading is that Atman. So how is that Sat and Chit? Are the two different things? Or is it one and the same? Now how this Sat is everywhere? In Isavasya Upanishad we have seen. Isavasya Idagam Sarvam. What is that Sarvam? Wherever we see, whatever we see, principle of existence is gone everywhere. Principle of existence is gone everywhere. Everywhere that existence is there. We tell to the children, sab mein Bhagwan hai, sab mein Bhagwan hai. How Bhagwan is there in sab mein? Chair mein Bhagwan hai. How? Because Sat is there. Chair is existing, it is existing, is isness is there. Fan is, light is, clock is, table is. Then you exist, I exist, existence is everywhere. You can't say, I am not existing. That existence is up to there. Therefore, Bhagwan sab jagah hai. That is the Sat part. So, Chit is also pervading everywhere. Chit is also pervading, yes. Sat and Chit are not two. Sat and Chit is one and same. Jahan Sat hai, wahan Chit hai, wahan Anand hai. All three are there. But now we are talking only about the Sat and Chit. Sat is existence, Chit is awareness. If Chit is not there, then Sat becomes inert. If alone Chit is there, not Sat is there, it is non-existing awareness. Dekho, samajh mein aaya? Sat and Chit, they always remain together. If you say, no, Sat is different, Chit is different, then if I say only Sat is there, then that Sat is inert, because the Chit is not there. Awareness is not there. If I say only Chit is there, no Sat, that means that awareness is non-existing. Therefore, Sat and Chit always remain together. Sat Chit Atmani. So this Chit is also in all the inert objects also. कैसे है, हाउ डू यू प्रूव दैट सचित इज ऑल्सो देयर इन ऑल ऑब्जेक्ट. अस्थि इज देयर, भाति इज देयर, दे एक्सप्रेस देमसेल्फ दैट आई एम चेयर, दैट इज भाति, दैट इज चित पार्ट. दे एक्सप्रेस देमसेल्फ, आई एम इन दिस फॉर्म हियर, दैट इज द चित पार्ट. बट दिस चित पार्ट इन द लिविंग बींग इज डिफरेंट, इज अवेयरनेस, बट देर इज नो अवेयरनेस देयर. दे डोंट नो देमसेल्फ and they don't know who is sitting on the chair. Is it not? That awareness is not there. Chit part does not mean that it is moving. Something moving is chit. No. Fan is moving. Can we say that it is chit? No. So how should we judge whether the fan is chit or not? Find out the awareness is there or not in the chit, in the fan. Is the fan aware of itself? Is he aware of all the people sitting in the hall? No. Therefore, fan is inert. Sat Chit. Suppose, if I fit the subtle body in this, then this will start also moving. The difference between living being and the inert thing is only this much. They also have a gross body. I also have a gross body. But I have got subtle body. The chair has got no subtle body. I have got mind, but the chair has got no mind. If you fit the subtle body into the chair, this chair will also come to know who is sitting on that chair. And one saint, Sant Gyaneshwar, he put the subtle body in a wall. That wall is still there. And the wall started moving. See? Chit part. So difference between this and... And we have also seen that... Chit chaya vesato buddho. Chit chaya. We have studied in. Where is this? Indrigadiche vivek. We have studied. The reflection comes into the mind. Chit chaya. So when the mind is there, then the chit chaya will come and we become active. Since the chair has got no mind, there is no chit chaya there. That is why the awareness part is not there. And in Upadesar also, we have seen, Satya hi chit, chitte ahi aham. Raman Maharshi has also said the same thing. Satya chit, and chitte is aham. Aham is that. I am sat chit, both. So sat chit atman is gone everywhere. Anusuyate, we have seen. It is eternal, nitya, we have seen. And Vishnu means all pervading. Here Vishnu doesn't mean 400 chaturbhuj Vishnu. That is the sakar roop, chaturbhuj. When we see him as a sakar, then we can say in Vaikuntha and he is sleeping there. But when he is nirakar, he is all pervading, vyapakatva Vishnu, vyapak, all pervading. As a formless, he is satchit. Same Vishnu, he is satchit. With the form, he is the sustainer of the whole world, Vishnu, chaturbhuj. So he is gone everywhere. As a formless, this Vishnu is gone everywhere. In each and everything of the world. So what is the definition of satya? Definition of satya is satyatyam badarahitam. Satyam is that which can never be negated. You can negate the whole world. You can negate the all superimposition of sat and chit. But you can never negate the Satchitatman. You can negate or falsify all your body, but you can never say, I don't exist. Can you say? No, you can never say. You can never negate that. Or Satvatam Abhaditatam. Abhaditam. Satvam is that which can never be negated. Abhaditam. Another definition in Bhagavad Gita, Shankaracharya has given, yad vishaye buddhi na vyabhicharati tat sat. Yad vishaye buddhi na vyabhicharati tat sat. You see, in our thoughts, everything, every moment it is changing. Buddhi vyabhicharati, now I am seeing chair, now I am seeing the table, now I am seeing the shrine, light, fan, tree. Buddhi is changing again and again. But the illuminator of all the thoughts is not changing. In the Natak Di Prakaran of Panchadasi, we saw that all the actors and dancers on the stage are changing, but the light which is illuminating the dancing hall is one and same. It's not changing. What is mithya? Mithya jnan nivartattam or jnanin yad baditam tat mithya. What is mithya? Mithya is that by knowledge which can be removed, like the snake. Snake is removed by the knowledge of rope. So therefore it is mithya. If the sat is if that snake is really sat, then we cannot remove it by knowledge. Then it cannot be removed. Then second thing is that when we wake up, we don't have to put in effort to remove the dream world. When you come from the dream world to the waking world, you don't have to push out, hey, dream world, jao, bahar jao. No effort is needed. Third thing, mithya can never stand on its own leg. Mithya is always superimposed, like rajat is always superimposed on suktika. Suktika is the real. The rajat has got no hands and legs to stand on without suktika. Maya cannot create anything without the support of Brahman. Without the support of Brahman. So what is our sadhana? Our sadhana should be to reach to that substratum. And we have already seen that in each and every object of the world, five things are there. Kya hai? Bolo, sabko bolna hai. Asti, bhati, priya, naam, roop. Asti, bhati, priya is Satchidananda Brahman. Naam, roop is the superimposition. If you want to reach Asti Bhati Priya, what you have to do? Falsify it. Suppose apni atma ko dekhna hai, what you will do? Falsify it. Don't cut your hand and legs. You atma dekhe, nikale us. You have to falsify it because it is there. Very good. So in the last four verses, we have seen the projections. In the verse number 6, we have seen the waking mind is the substratum and the whole world is the projection. In the dream, the mind is the substratum. Dream number 2. In dream number 2, the mind is the substratum and the whole dream number 2 is the creation of the mind. And what is the substratum of dream number 1? The waking mind is the, because mind is awake now. In the dream number 2, the mind is subconscious. In dream number 1, it is fully awake. And in this fully awake state, we are seeing the whole world. So it is the substratum of the whole world is the waking mind. In the verse number 7, it was said, Suktika Rajat. Sukti is the substratum, rajat is superimposition. In verse number 8, it was said, budbudani varini. Varini is the substratum. Varini means the water is the substratum. Budbud is superimposition on that. And heart ke katak. In verse number 9, it was said, heart ke katak. In the gold, all the forms are superimposed. What is the substratum of all the ornament? Gold is substratum. Nam rup is superimposed. So, Shankaracharya has given four examples to show us that for any superimposition, there must be. The whole world is superimposition. Therefore, there must be. So, in this body also, it's continuously nam rup is changing. So, for any nam rup to have this quality of changing, there must be a changeless substratum. So, substratum has already been stated. So, all superimpositions are dependent on the substratum. But the plurality is seen. We see all the plurality, only the nam rup we see. Why it is so? It is because of the upadhi. What is this upadhi? Now Shankaracharya will take up in next verse. We are seeing plurality, na? Table, chair, fan, light, this and that. What is this? He said, these are all upadhis. Upadhis means bodies, different bodies. And different bodies have got different function. Electricity is same. Connected to the light, gives you light. Connected to the fan, heater, air conditioner. Different. Utilities are there. What is this upadhi? We will take up in our.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namah. Hari Om.